This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The message after that game was how much we as a coaching staff believed in the guys in that room, you know. And it's one thing to say that, and you know, particularly after a game like that where you feel a little bit of despair, you know, potentially. And yet I think the coaching staff, you know, we felt that way, though. We felt strongly about those guys. We've seen them go to work through the springtime and all of camp. We knew it was a talented bunch, and it doesn't take a whole lot to get a few things corrected and turn this shit the other way.
I'm in love. Woo! I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her. Look at that. Tyler, excellent. Look at you being the sports DJ. Get to work the fairy tale lyrics in there, and I'm a believer. It's where we are with the Bears. That was Ben Johnson. That was Ben Jesus. Follow him to the promised land, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, welcome back. This is Saturday Suckage, but you could tell. You knew that already. Joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Chris Emma, intrepid score reporter. Download the Circa app today. Chris, how you doing today?
What's up, Rosie? How we doing?
I am groovy. I could be bitching by the end of the day. And I expect the Bears to secure the second seed tomorrow. I think they're better than Lions. And I think, share with me your thoughts. The Bears from, because Ben was talking about that, the first game against the Lions, the annihilation. And looking at the season arc from that, the lowest point, even lower than having J.J. McCarthy launch a fourth quarter comeback against you at home. But that Detroit game and what the Lions did, to the point now where the teams have reversed roles. The Bears are better. The Bears should be the one to sweep the leg and annihilate the Lions. So share with me your high points of this arc to get to this point in tomorrow's game.
Well, let me set the scene for you first, because inside Hallis Hall, they have these big TV screens all across the building and in the locker room. And throughout the season, with Ben Johnson in charge, they've had film of the other team, just clips of their last three games. And you can see different plays and the television broadcast of that. This week, as I walked into the locker room, those screens had a graphic on, and it had the score Lions 52, Bears 21. And I had not seen that for any other matchup before. It is clear that is coming from the top. That is coming from Ben Johnson and his coaching staff trying to light a fire under this team. And they know the importance of getting that two seed. But beyond that, they want that added edge. They want to be ticked off. And Ben Johnson has shrugged it off and tell you, oh, shucks, I've not thought that far back in terms of the arc of this season. You better believe he wants to get this one to get back at Dan Campbell. That was not an old buddy letting his guy off the hook in a blowout. Like, they were running play-action fake when you thought they were just going to run the ball and throwing it on these guys. They wanted that 50-burger on the Bears. That was a game that seemed almost personal. And Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson are still buddies as far as I know, but that was getting back at his guy. And Ben Johnson's got the chance now. As you mentioned, the roles have reversed. The Bears are the better team. They are the NFC North champs now, not the Lions. The Lions are eliminated. The Bears are fighting for seeding. So the Bears have plenty to play for. The Lions are playing for pride. But to have that added emotional edge, you better believe they're thinking, the Bears are thinking they're the team that's still 0-2 and trying to fight back on these guys. And Ben Johnson's pressing the right buttons here.
Mitch Trubisky wasn't around turning off any of the TVs, was he, Chris?
No, they were all on as far as we know. So I think there's one on Golf Channel, so clearly they couldn't find the remote on that. But as far as I know, they were all on.
So the film clips, or was it just the graphic? The idea of doing that, were any of the clips of the Lions' touchdown celebration of reenacting the stumble bum, was that flashing on any of the screens?
I did not see that, but it was not just one clip. There was multiple different versions of this graphic, and it was built. I could see the Bears have this unique font they use, and I could see it was built by the Bears, and they had pictures of the Lions celebrating. So they were reminding these players of what happened out there week 2. That was part of this season. It doesn't feel like it now at 11-5, but they were once 0-2, having lost 52-21 at Ford Field and just leaving there limping out embarrassed, wondering where the season was going. And to the credit of this group, I remember asking Caleb Williams after that game at Ford Field, what's the feeling like at 0-2? How do you come to grips with this? And he kind of gave me this look. It's like, we got a lot of season left here, man. And that seemed like a threat at the time. Like, oh my gosh, how many more games can they lose? How bad will this get? And here they are. They flipped the script. This is a team that is heading toward the postseason with some mojo and a chance to make a run. And that's a credit to Ben Johnson and his coaching staff. But it's a credit to these players for flipping that script and believing that this could all happen.
My guest is Chris Emma, score reporter. And he's everywhere you want to be in Halas Hall, right in front of the video screens and in front of the players and the coach and all of that. So you sense that there's not just going to be a victory tomorrow by the Bears. It's going to be a beatdown, and you know, here's your annihilation for our annihilation. That kind of, Ben's going to sweep the leg if he gets a chance. Is that the way you think it's going to go?
Yeah, my prediction's 28-17 on our score predictions tab. Sean Sears, by the way, no longer undefeated. Heck of a run. But I think in the perfect world for Ben Johnson, I could see this playing out where the Bears have that double-digit lead late, and they're not pulling Caleb Williams. They're letting him go for that 270 and the 4,000-yard marker. And Ben Johnson pushed that aside, and you know, it doesn't mean much. Oh, nobody's thrown for 5,000 or whatever he said. Like, you know, he's aware. This is a very smart, aware guy who understands the significance of this thing. He knows what he got into with this organization. And just as Caleb Williams knows the significance, so too does Ben Johnson. So as they plot their revenge and a chance to avenge that week 2 loss, you better believe that's going to be on Ben Johnson's mind. They're not going to be taking a knee and running out the clock on that one. They're going to be throwing the dang football if they got a chance.
Well, they got to keep people healthy, too. Get a healthy enough win. I got 45-17. That's what I think Ben's going to do. No mercy, 45-17. But you got to get your guys out of there and get them ready for the playoffs. And presuming you win, you don't even have to win big. You just have to win. They're going to play the Packers. That's the way it's going to go. Where are you in facing the Packers again for the third time in about 7 weeks, the third time this season? Chris Emma, where are you on that?
I absolutely love it. What theater? What drama? Yes. How exciting is that to have this matchup potentially along the late front for the wild card round and a chance for the Bears? That win a couple weeks ago was sweet. That was an unbelievable win, a cathartic moment for everybody. I never felt that building shake before as it did when DJ Moore hauled in that touchdown pass. But none of that matters if you lose to the Packers in the playoff game. That's just a memory that fades away. This is your chance to really get them in the postseason if you do get this matchup. And obviously, if you take care of business tomorrow, You get that win, you get that two seed. You do get the Packers coming to town. And I don't know if Ben Johnson is one to pay attention to the odds, but FanDuel put out the early release on some of these lines. The Bears are an underdog against the Packers if that is the matchup. And that's 1.5 points. They'd be steeper underdogs to some of these other teams. It could be the Rams or the Seahawks as well. The Rams or the Niners as well. So Vegas does not believe in the Bears. And you know that's going to be talked about next week. Ben Johnson has been a master motivator with these subtle little things. And after that loss in Green Bay, talking about we need 11 wins. We need to get that to get to the postseason. And that was the messaging as they prepared to play a really bad Browns team. And everybody's wondering, are they going to look past this group? They were thinking we need to get our 10th win and get to 11. And then playing the Packers, getting that chance at revenge. And now to this one, facing the Lions with 52-21 plastered across the building. Ben Johnson understands the emotional pulse of this team and what it takes to get them inspired. And they've not had any letdown performances. They've come out flat, but it's not because of the emotional edge lacking. Like, Ben Johnson knows what it takes to get through to this team. So looking ahead to next week, you know they're going to be talking about the fact that nobody's believing in us and we've won 11 or 12 games and nobody's given us a chance. And he's going to press those right buttons just as he's done all along.
The Bears became a much better team after the Detroit game. And certainly after the bye. But one of the things we've seen, despite the way they've won, and they've had to come back, one of the things about all those comebacks is you've sucked at some point in order to fall behind. And they have. And one of the things this team does at the beginning of games, come out so pumped up, especially Caleb, but they come up, they're committing personal fouls, they're not disciplined, they are so amped up. And what you're saying is tomorrow's game has the possibility for something like that against Detroit. They might put themselves in a hole early.
Yeah, you got to channel that. I think back to that game at Soldier Field against the Packers where DeMarco Jackson, who's a veteran of several years, is jumping on top of the pile. Yeah. You can't do that as a rookie, let alone as a veteran. Like, there's moments like that where you got to channel it properly within the whistles. You got to handle your business appropriately and not cost your team. And, yeah, especially for a team that's had a thin margin for error along the course of this season, you better not be giving free 15 yards or extending drives that are third and deep for the other team. So, yeah, you're right, Rosie. You got to play smart. You got to come out hot and with that edge, but also in check and understanding the discipline aspect, too. So that's been critical. That's been lacking at times. And as you get to the postseason, you're facing better competition. You can't get away with that stuff.
My guest is Chris Emma, score reporter. He is the intrepid one up at Halas Hall, everywhere you want to be. And we're talking Bears-Lions here. The injured list had lots of names, some names, some with illness, some with body parts. So explain to us or share with us what you think are the most significant developments on the injured list heading into tomorrow's game, Chris.
The most significant thing is Rome Odunze practiced yesterday, albeit in a limited capacity. That was his first action back since re-aggravating that foot injury on December 14th prior to kickoff against the Browns. And he's been dealing with a stress fracture, as we know. It's been a rocky road for him to get back, and obviously that setback was something that was incredibly disappointing for him. So to get back on the field yesterday was a major step forward for him. I do not imagine him playing tomorrow's game. I just don't think it's feasible at all, having only practiced once in a limited role since that injury, 3.5 weeks ago. It's not smart for this team to put him out there. I don't see any way of that happening, but he's in line to play for the playoffs. And Ben Johnson has had this wry smile every time he asks about Rome Odunze, like, he's doing fine, he'll be back this year. It's like, what do you mean by this year, Ben? And he just kind of smiles it off, like, the goal has been for the postseason for Rome Odunze, and he's in check for that to happen. I'm curious to see if he's a full participant all next week or if it's a limited full thing at the end of the week. I'm going to be watching that closely, but yesterday was a positive development in his track towards returning. And then you mentioned the injuries. Good news, Goner Jackson, after being held out with an illness on Thursday, was a full participant, not listed with any status for tomorrow. Jaquan Brisker, officially questionable after dealing with an illness yesterday. No word from the team yet if he's been ruled out. That's something we could hear by 3 o'clock, but the fact that it's not been said yet is good news for the most part. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. And fortunately, the illnesses seem to be going down a little bit after they were popping up like wild last week.
Chris Emma is my guest, score reporter Chris Emma. We're talking Bears and Lions here. So the Bears defense is the weakest part of what we're dealing with, starting with the defensive line. And Austin Booker's come on a little bit. Montez Sweat needs to get back to being Montez Sweat. But we're dealing with a unit that is, it's going to come down to Caleb overcoming the Packers and his own defense, it seems to me. That's the way it was in San Francisco, or against San Francisco. What would you do? What could you do? What can the Bears do to make that less of a liability, Chris?
I mean, unfortunately, you're stuck with what you got right now. And this is a team that's, look, this is a team that's ahead of schedule. Like, this was not a team that was projected to win 11, 12 games, win the NFC North this year. The Bears have overachieved. They've had a terrific breakthrough season. But the roster's still not ready to win a Super Bowl just yet. Maybe they get there. Maybe they make that run and something crazy happens the way this thing has gone. I just think you're still several pieces away from being that complete product, that team that can win those games deep into January. I think they can win in the wild card round. I think they can maybe win in the divisional round, but there's some really good teams waiting for you down the stretch. And unfortunately, this is a weakness that's been exposed as you face greater competition, is the lack of a pass rush. I give Dennis Allen a ton of credit for what he's done this season, working around constant injuries on that defense and playing next man up, getting the most out of his guys, using whatever he needs to do within a game, a drive, or even a play just to get the most out of that. And Dennis Allen has done everything he can, but this defense is still just not good enough yet. I thought it would take a better form as you get more guys back, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, Jalen Johnson. It hasn't quite come to fruition without the lack of a pass rush. So you got to keep developing a young guy like Austin Booker, hope that he can, he's ascending and playing alongside Montez Sweat. That's going to make them both better in that case. But you need more out of your pass rush. There's no doubt about it. And unfortunately, you're just kind of stuck with what you got. Maybe you got to win these shootouts like you had in that tough loss last Sunday night out in the Bay Area, where you got to get that one play away. You got to win a game 45-42 or whatever it may be. But right now, this team is just not stout enough defensively to make a difference with that pass rush.
I don't know if that's the reason Vegas would make them home dogs. You'd mentioned that, and I want to get back to that the Packers would be favorites, as banged up as they are. And the Bears having, well, one of the things about it is the Bears almost, they didn't lead in that last game until DJ Moore caught that football. That was the first Bears lead in that game against the Packers. But the idea, the Bears have always been a very public team, and they'd be playing at home, and they'd be underdogs. So what does Vegas know or think? Is it telling us simply that Green Bay attracts a lot more green, and or they want to attract? I don't know what the story is telling you. I guess we should talk to Gabe. Gabe Ramirez, he knows betting. What's the story they're telling us? What do you think they're telling us when the Bears would be winning the division and playing at home and be underdogs, Chris?
I think outside of Chicago, people see this team as fortunate, as a fraud in some regards, that they've been fortunate to get these wins and had a lot of luck on their side to hit 11 victories in the NFC North. But everybody in Chicago who's watched this team closely understands that this is no accident, that this is a team that gets the job done because you've got an excellent coaching staff and you got a young quarterback who thrives in these moments in the fourth quarter, who loves the chance when he's down by a touchdown or down by a field goal to lead his team for another fourth quarter comeback. And this is not an accident, the success the Bears have had this season. This is something that's been building throughout the course of the year. Give me those odds. Give me the Bears as an underdog. I'll take that bet. I think anybody in Chicago would say the same thing facing the Packers. The Packers shouldn't scare people right now. This is a team that's beat up. They're missing their superstar pass rusher. They're missing a ton of key pieces. By the way, their quarterback's been hurt throughout the course of this year. They're starting Clayton Tune tomorrow in the season finale. Like, this is a team that shouldn't scare anybody in Chicago. As good as the Packers have been, they were my pick to win the NFC at the start of the season. And throughout the course of this year, I flipped on that. This is not a team that's impressed me as much as I thought it would. So I'll take the Bears in that game, absolutely.
There you go. Chris Emma's my guest, score reporter. He covers the Bears for the score. We're talking Bears, Lions, Bears, Packers, Bears playoffs here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. The rookie class has been phenomenal. Now, I'm more likely to attribute it to Ben Johnson, his rookie class, Ryan Poles, the titular GM, and whoever brought them in, or all of them brought them in. But the way Colston Loveland has come on, once he got healthy and he became a target, the way Luther Burden, once he got healthy and he became a target, they both became playmakers, game breakers. And Kyle Manungai is just he's just going to wreck you. He's a bowling ball. He's going to hurt you. The rookie class for the Bears has been phenomenal, and I think they're not even rookies anymore. Coaches will tell you that. So they're preparing for the playoffs. They got one game to go. Do they seem to you, you talk to them, do they seem likely to be phased by playoff pressure, playing a playoff game at home or not? And why, Chris?
Not at all. Colston Loveland won a national championship in Michigan. He played in so many big games for the Wolverines. And Luther Burden's played in the SEC in some hostile atmospheres where you're facing, you know, 100,000 fans in tough games. And he shined in those stages. And you talk to this kid, like, he does not strike me as a rookie. He's got this confidence and this swagger that's just apparent every time you talk to him. And Ozzie Trapillo, a guy who just has settled into a role really well after he was cast aside from that tackle competition back in August. Like, credit the coaching staff for developing these young players. Kyle Manungai, as you mentioned, absolutely. Like, this guy is a dynamic rusher who just wants to run through everybody on the field until he's in the end zone. And the guys you got to highlight there, Eric Bieniemy with Kyle Manungai, and Antoine Randall with Luther Burden, and Jim Dre with Colston Loveland. And this is a staff that has done an excellent job developing players. Those are just the rookies. Talk about Nashawn Wright, who stepped in with Al Harris and became the best version of himself on the field. And go all down the line. There's so many success stories because of the way that this coaching staff has developed. I've talked to Ben Johnson about this. Like, what's allowed this to come to fruition? He's talked about prioritizing coaches who are great teachers and are hard on their players, but with the right idea in mind. And that's where this coaching staff has had these kind of breakthroughs and individual success stories. And that's why this rookie class is shining and different from rookie classes of the past. And give Ryan Poles credit for identifying players who could fit with this coaching staff. Obviously, that Ryan Poles deserves some praise as well. I know it didn't really go well his first three seasons, and Ben Johnson deserves so much of the praise for this year, but they are in lockstep in terms of finding the right players. And for Ryan Poles now, he's got an identity he's building, and it's a Ben Johnson team. So that's direction that's helped the front office just as much as the coaching staff has made the front office look good.
I think it's phenomenal. They've made the playoffs. Just a matter of what their seed is, who they're going to play, and what that experience will be like. But the fact that so many young players will be getting playoff experience can only serve them later. Now, no one promised you tomorrow in the NFL. And you can look at the Washington Commanders for that. But the prospects of what they're putting your young players in position to do, and we've seen the learning curve from these young players and the coaching staff, I think it's tremendous. I think that's sustainable. What do you think, Chris?
Further, like I said, this is a team that's overachieved, that's ahead of schedule. In an ideal world, and nothing's ideal in the NFL, but ideally this is year one of many years to come of sustained success ahead. And Luther Burden and Colston Loveland and all these rookies and all the Caleb Williams, obviously in year two, this is not their first and only sample of the postseason. This is the first of many more years ahead. And this is what's beautiful about this season, is you're enjoying this breakthrough while also taking steps forward. They're not anywhere near a finished product of what Ben Johnson wants to see. And, like, we'll see what happens this year. I thought it was a free year about 2 months ago, and now I'm saying, sure, let's see how far this team can go. I believe they can make that run, without a doubt. But whatever happens this year, you go into this offseason and into 2026 feeling like you're the team to beat in the NFC North, and you're a team to beat in the NFC, and you're a true Super Bowl contender. So you got to make the right moves in the offseason. You got to build around this young core in place and continue to find the right veteran additions. We know the weaknesses, the pass rush, things that have to improve as you look ahead to next season. But right now, you've got an opportunity with a young team that's getting opportunities and building towards a really, really bright future.
You know what? If they're giving out a trophy, and they are, you might as well go win it. That's the Bears' attitude. And they're not a year ahead of schedule because they're right here, right on schedule. Here you go. So I'm all in favor of that. I want to see the fairy tale completed because I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I'm sorry. I just did song lyrics. But thanks, Chris.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Chris Emma. Do, 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 do. Play the Calliope. We can do that. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave. See, I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Love of the bears. That's a real meatball thing. And you did it, Tyler. You just like, look at you.
I love those little tie-ins with the music and the clip. Like, I strive for that.
Yeah, you've striven very well so far. You have not sucked, which puts you in jeopardy of ever working on this show again, which a lot of people would like to be in jeopardy of ever working this show again. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. One of the people on the injured list, but not really on the injured list, Luther Burden. We talked about the rookie class this year. This is quite a story. We're going to recap it. We're going to explain where it started, where it is now. Saturday Suckage. You're a believer. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Hey, I know him. Welcome in, welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Saturday Suckage. Be out of here at 2 o'clock. 630 texter, hello, Steve. I'm trying to find your score email address for fan mail, Johnny C. I don't think I have a score email address because I don't have, I have one fan. I have an audience. She's right over there. She's sitting next to Tyler in the production studio. That's my otter. And that's my audience. So it would never occur to anybody here, including me, that there would be more than one Constitute fan. Vans. Plural. Anyways. Moving right along. So this game tomorrow, Detroit game. Luther Burden has no injury designation. Roman Dunze is questionable. Let's talk about Luther Burden, shall we? Can we? Tyler, are you okay with this, Luther Burden?
I love Luther Burden. Let's talk about him.
Well, here's the thing. Luther Burden's story starts with the greatest trade in Bears history, right? That's where we are. The Bears traded the 2023 number one overall pick. And in return, all the draft pick, DJ Moore, and a whole bunch of question marks, draft picks. One was subsequently traded to Philadelphia. So what the Bears ended up with was DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, Caleb Williams, perhaps you've heard of him, Torrey Taylor, your punter, who was probably your second best offensive player last year, and wide receiver Luther Burden III. He was the pick that paid off the trade. He was the last part of that trade. In his last three games, 18 receptions, 289 yards. For the season, Luther Burden III has 44 catches for 617 yards and two touchdowns. Overall, Burden has averaged 2.8 yards per route run this season, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. That's third most among receivers with at least 200 routes. This guy couldn't come here, couldn't stay healthy. He gets in there now. Yards per route, third most among NFL receivers. You know who's ahead of them?
You want me to guess?
Yeah, sure. Have a guess.
So only two ahead of Luther Burden. I'm going to guess Jackson Smith and Jigba.
That's one. Ding, ding, ding. Go for it. Now you get to go for the bonus round.
I'm going to guess the guy who I feel like Ben Johnson is going to have the most fun with as a chess piece from his time in Detroit, Jameson Williams.
No, sorry. Puka Nacua.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So that's the rarefied air. Luther Burden III, a Bears receiver, finds himself in. Clay Harbor, a score regular, former NFL tight end. He tweeted this out. According to PFF, Luther Burden is the 18th best wide receiver in the NFL, the only Bear on the list. This is a Bears rookie, by the way, right? Clay Harbor went on. He's third among wide receivers in yards per route run. We just talked about that. Passer rating when targeted, 124.5. And yak per reception, 7.1. I'm going to tell you this. He's going to lead the league in yak. Not this year, but next year. He's got that kind of speed, that kind of explosiveness. He's going to lead the league in yak. And he's one of four Bears over 600 yards. There's no one guy. You'd think DJ Moore would be the guy. Started off with a relationship that Caleb had with Roma Dunze. Four guys over 600 yards. Big Z, in his research, revealed there have been only four. The Bears have had four players with 600 more yards only once in 2014. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Earl Bennett, and Matt Forte. They all reached that level, 600 yards. Done once. Shouldn't be a surprise, right? Because this is either the franchise where quarterbacks go to die, or as Mohsin Mohamed said, this is where wide receivers go to die. So there are four guys there, all likely targets And Luther Burden has some significant metrics with which he is competing for with some of the best in the NFL. Against the Niners, right? 138 yards and a touchdown. Eight catches. He suffered a quad injury, but again, that didn't show up on the injury report by the end of the week, so he should be good to go. He had no more than four catches in any game leading up to that point. That's Luther Burden's improvement. List of NFL rookies who have compiled at least 420 receiving yards since week nine. Colston Loveland and Luther Burden III. End of list. This is a rookie class contributing like veterans. They certainly haven't looked out of place. Right? Antoine Randall, a fierce and animated coach. He was talking about Luther Burden III. He's always focused on how can I get the ball. We've gotten him to a point where he's not necessarily believes in the run, where he not necessarily believes in the run game, but believes in how he can affect the run game in blocking. Over the last couple games, he had a pancake and a knockdown. This is your significant receiver. He had a pancake and a knockdown. No block, no rock. Now, it sounds like a really good mantra and a good threat, but it was actually carried out. You're not going to block, you're not going to play. That's it. No block, no rock. Luther Burden III blocks. He gets the rock. That's how we play the game. And again, you go back to this was the last piece of the greatest trade in Bears history. And maybe the great, they haven't won anything yet. They need to win three Super Bowls. Then it will be right up there with the greatest trade in NFL history, the Herschel Walker trade. Parents, explain that to your kids. The making of the trade made the Bears what they are today. They're a playoff team. They took the North. They're not giving it back. Well, we don't know about that. They took the North. We'll just leave it at that, Ryan Poles. But for whatever you thought, whatever Ryan Poles thought, whatever Ben Johnson thought, and he was like Joe Madden in his first year talking about playoffs. Yeah, we're going to compete every game. We're going to be there. There's no reason not to. Dez White called the shot. Dez White, I've forgotten about this. We're going back to the NFL draft. Luther Burden III was selected. The pick was announced by former Bears receiver Dez White. Listen to Dez's words.
With the 39th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the 2025 NFC North champions,
oh boy,
Chicago Bears,
oh boy,
select Luther Burden III,
ooh,
wide receiver, Missouri.
So
congratulations, young man.
Dez White called it. Dez White called his shot, and he was right. The 2025 NFC North champions select Luther Burden III, and Luther Burden III is one of the significant contributors, one of the significant playmakers in helping the Bears achieve Dez White's prophecy. That's an amazing thing. Let me alert you to this. Tonight, the Bulls host the Hornets at United Center. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I've got stuff. Stuff and stuff. Oh, so much stuff. So much stuff, including a doggy thing. We all love doggies, right? Doggy thing. Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Tyler, it's not a long run now. We've already done the long run. 2 hours and 45 minutes of misery.
It's the first one that came up, so I had to do it, and I hadn't played it yet.
Okay. 708 texture, thank you, Rosie, for Saturday Suckage. When I listen to your show, it makes me feel better about my pathetic life. Joe, well, see, that's what we're here for. I'm a pleaser, not a teaser. I'm a giver, not a taker. So here's some stuff and stuff that I wanted to share with you. And I was looking at the Bears, Super Bowl bound. Why not? Perfect fairy tale. We started the show this way, right? Fairy tale. No better way to end start the fairy tale playoffs than by beating the Packers and go right through the Super Bowl. Ben Jesus is leading the way and this new savior quarterback, right? And everybody's getting the new Pope bounce. That's what a lot of these miracles must be attributed to. But then I came across this from Cole Musgrove, editor of the Seahawks Wire, part of USA Today's network, and he posted this. 2005, a new Pope is elected, Pope Benedict XVI, and the Seahawks win 13 games and advance to the Super Bowl. 2013, a new Pope is elected, Pope Francis, and the Seahawks win 13 games and advance to the Super Bowl and win. You see where this is going, right? 2025, a new Pope is elected. Now, that's our guy. That's Pope Leo the Canerco. Bob from the South Side. Longtime listener, first-time poper, right? That's our guy. But in following this Seahawks plan, 2025, the Seahawks win 13 games again right now with one to go. And, you know, it just doesn't sound fair. We're supposed to get the new Pope bounce. He's the reason for all these miracles. Again, I've said this before, and maybe, Tyler, you can pull this off. We need to talk to the Pope's brother, John. He lives somewhere on the South Side. Got to get a message to the Vicar of Christ. None of this Seattle stuff. So you work on that, okay? If you want to succeed in this business, get the Pope's brother.
So I have a question, though, about this Seahawks thing. So you're telling me the other two times it's happened, they've won exactly 13 games.
Uh-huh.
And made this. So that means they're supposed to lose tonight because right now they have 13 wins.
They could. Yeah, they could. So maybe if they get their 14th, it skews the whole thing. And we as Bears fans in the city of Chicago benefit by the new Pope bounce.
So go Seahawks, potentially.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. There you go. Bears don't have any shot at the first seed. So you might as well. Whatever messes up the numerology of the Seahawks, that's what we're interested in, right? Okay. Omaha! The Bears blog, that's what it's called, an interesting and certainly passionate follow on Twitter, sent this out. I honestly don't care one iota who the Bears play wild card weekend. To get to the Super Bowl, they have to beat three good teams. The order doesn't matter. And why isn't it a really good thing to get Tyson Bagent game action? What if he's needed in postseason? To which the equally passionate and active Twitter account called Start Kyle Orton. I love that name. It's a great Twitter account. It would be a great score handle. Start Kyle Orton. Posted a tweet from Sam Monson of what used to be a pro football. I think it's the 33rd team. And it's a wonderful story. And it said, Gruden once asked Tom Moore why Peyton's backups didn't get more reps. Tom Moore said, fellas, if 18 goes down, we're bleeped. We don't practice bleeped. That is just a great answer. That's Tom Moore. Guess what? If Caleb goes down, we don't practice bleeped. It's a little late to do it this week. But I just to call ahead, I wanted to run a pool. And maybe it'll just be a pool between Tyler and I. Which day do you think Bears senior executive gas bag Kevin Warren will hog the team's spotlight the week of the first playoff game with blather about a new building, about building a new stadium in Justin Ishbia's backyard, right? Whatever preposterous thing. I'm going to pick Tuesday. That's my guess. You watch. Tuesday. Something going to come out attributed to senior executive gas bag. Something he'll say or a press release will come out like last time. Sending out a statement. The Bears are... We're going to hold our breath until we turn blue. What day do you have?
It's not going to be right away in the playoffs. I'm going to go after the NFC Championship. So the week leading into Pro Bowl games, January.
You think he can hold off a big event? He never misses a big event to show off who the senior executive gas bag is.
Well, I was just saying because so he could spread it out a little bit. Because we haven't, we're less than a month removed from the Indiana announcement, so I'm going to say we're.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to say it's a little spread out. January 27th, random day.
Okay, there you go. Omaha! 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 It's Fan Appreciation Day tomorrow in the last game at Soldier Field, and there's a new halftime race the team announced.
At halftime, the Chicago Bears will debut an all-new halftime show, The Great Chicago Hot Dog Race. 8 Dachshund dogs will compete in 2 qualifying heats, and the top 2 finishers from each advancing to a final race. The final heat will determine, get a load of this, good, better, and best placements, with prizes awarded to each. We'll finally find out, after all these years, who's a good doggie. This, join the score in Circus Sports Illinois this Friday, January 9th at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Spiegel and Holmes will be live there from 2 to 6 for Chicago football playoff talk. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circus Sports Illinois. That's Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It's all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it ought to be. This has been Saturday Suckage. If nobody important listened, I'll be back next week. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So, kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.